Hey, folks, welcome to the Kira Banks Show and week 43 of a Year of Self-Love Journal Book Club. So this week's mantra is abundance is my birthright. And it talks a lot about money and the type of abundance that you might experience in a monetary way. But I also want you to think about other types of abundance, abundance of connection, abundance of love, abundance of relationship, whatever you want an abundance of, that it is your birthright, that you can have it, to have the attitude and the mindset that it is what is coming to you is what this week is about. And so as it asks you to think about money in particular, it invites you to think about like, what is your relationship with money? How have you been taught to relate to money? Is it a scarcity mentality? Is it and it's in abundance and so we don't have to worry about it sort of mentality? And so I think it's important to reflect and think back, like, what were you taught about money? Were you taught to budget? Were you taught to fear it? Were you taught to revere it? How were you socialized around money? And then to think about, what financial relationship do you have in terms of like the level of trust that you feel like you have in terms of yourself and being a steward of money, right? So when I thought about this, I was thinking, you know, there have been times in my life where we've had more or less. And I know that when there's financial stress or strain, that things can feel more stressful in life, right? And I also trust myself with money. And I trust that I can be disciplined enough to get us to avoid certain dynamics, to get us out of certain situations if need be. And so it made me think about how that trust, that way in which we relate to money and how we feel like we're a steward of it or not, the trust that we have of ourselves and money is important to reflect on. Because if you have this mindset where, oh, I'm not to be trusted, that's going to be harder to have that abundance mindset. And so spend some time thinking this week about what your relationship is, how you've been socialized, when has there been financial stress, and how have you handled that? How have you responded? Are you the type to, when there's financial stress, to kind of cower and get small? Or do you kind of fight and dig your heels in and say, okay, let's get at this, right? Like, what's your response when there is financial stress? And then think about some pivotal financial decisions in your life. Like, is there one financial situation or decision that you've made that you're proud of? Because we want to cultivate this self-love. So we want to cultivate even a self-love of yourself as you relate to money, as you relate to resources. And so we want to focus on what you want more of. And so you want more of that abundance and you want more of those times and moments where you're feeling proud of yourself in terms of how you've related to your resources and how you've maybe fostered them or multiplied them. So think about one financial decision or situation that you're particularly proud of. And then if you were to imagine having money in abundance, resources in abundance, whatever it is that you want in abundance, what does that represent for you? And as I was thinking about this week, for me, that idea of abundance in terms of financial resources really means freedom. Freedom of my time, freedom so that I can do and move how I want to. And so I do think about, oh, I would travel, I would give back to organizations and causes that I really believe in. But it would give me freedom in terms of my own mindset of what I have to do with my time, what I'm pressed to do with my time versus what I like desire or like really want to do with my time. So to me, having an abundance of money represents freedom. Freedom to choose how I spend my time, what I do for quote unquote work. Because I dream of doing work that doesn't feel like work. And in many ways, I've carved that out for myself in different places in life. It's important to, again, do this reflection so you can have in your mind what it is that you are seeking and striving for. And then there's also this piece around many of us being socialized around money in a way that we get told limiting beliefs. And so there's a whole list of limiting beliefs about money. But as you look at this week, I want you to think about which ones resonate with you, which ones have you heard before? Things like saying money is the root of all evil, or more money, more problems, right? There've been songs even made based on these limiting beliefs, or that wanting money is greedy. Each one of these limiting beliefs are ones that I've heard in my life, not ones that I believe necessarily, but they've been there, kind of like on the menu of things that I could pick up to believe about money. And I had to stop and reflect on how that shaped me. So if I think that wanting more money is greedy, that limits my vision to like picture myself in abundance of money, because then I'm feeling like, oh, I can't want that because then I'm greedy, right? And so I have to acknowledge that I have this limiting belief and then shed it and not let it get in the way of my visioning of what I want for myself. If I say it means freedom, I don't imagine that freedom is also going to be filled with shame for feeling greedy. And so I need to let go of that limiting belief. Or if you have this idea that money is the root of all evil, or money, more problems, why would you want more? Right? And in some ways, you could say those framings might have been ways that people coped with not having financial resources, that maybe they felt like people who got more money ended up acting in ways that were inappropriate, or that they didn't feel like were helpful in society. And so they would say, well, more money, more problems. Kind of like how you hear people say, eat the rich, right? That there should not be any billionaires. So there's some folks who, you know, philosophically believe to have that much money is wrong. Like, because you literally could end poverty. You could end homelessness with that amount of money. And so is it really that the money is the problem, or is it the people who are stewarding the resources that are the problem? And so in that way, it goes back to that question around how do you trust yourself with money? And so if you know that if you were to fall into $1 billion, that part of what you would do would be to give back to an organization in a massive way, then you don't have to feel conflicted about amassing those resources. We could get into a whole nother conversation around the capitalism that we live inside and how we as workers are treated inside that. But for this mantra and this week, I want you to think about your individual monetary situation, your abundance of financial resources, and how you relate to those. And yes, that's inside the system. And so I'm not trying to separate, but I'm saying this week, I want you to really think about your relationship with money, the trust that's been cultivated or not, that you are a good steward of that. And then what are the limiting beliefs that you've been taught about it? And that, and if they need to be challenged, to start challenging those so that you can have this abundance mindset. So I'd be curious for folks to share with me kind of what came up for you this week around abundance. And even though the week focused a lot on financial resources and money, what else do you want an abundance of? What else do you feel like is your birthright in terms of having it in unlimited amounts and quantities? So let me know. I'm Dr. Kira Banks across all socials, and I'll see you next time on The Kira Banks Show.
Have tea to spill or something you want to ask Dr. Banks? Contact her at kirabanks.com/stories. or stories@raisingequity.org. Thanks for listening.